Let's take a breather and move to Beijing and move to Nashi first.
Have you gone yet? You okay? I'll go. You're going to be here a while anyways. Okay. Your shadow in the back there.
Recording in progress.
Hey guys, we have several questions in the room and we'll jump to Zoom chat. You want to kick us off?
Yeah, Martin, let's start with just what did you think of Elijah?
Yeah, I thought he was good today. You know, it was he's been out for a little bit now, so it was good for him. He got 20 minutes last week, and to be able to finish 90, and I thought he was brought some good quality, so I thought he was good today.
Obviously it's a tough one with Mo pulling up in warm-ups. Just kind of talk us through how much that really changed and affected what you were able to do today.
Yeah, I mean, it changed a lot in 5 minutes, so it was right at the end of warm-up, so, how bad, I don't think it's very bad, it was just... And more kind of had to make the decision not to risk it, just in case he made it worse, right? So we'll get him checked out and properly and see. But, it changes the way, like, the week of work in a way and how we wanted to approach the game. We had to just kind of adjust quickly. I thought we did okay. I thought the effort was there. I thought we created enough chances. If there's anything negative I can say about the game, we just didn't take our chances.
It's a tough thing to ask of Osaze as well, right, to come on and play a position that isn't natural?
Absolutely. I thought Osaze mentally caught right into it. We wanted him to play higher than he did early on, and then once he got it and was playing higher and getting in behind, he was causing all sorts of problems. And, he's had a lot of chances this year, just not falling for him. So I think he's just the type, once he gets one, he's going to go on a streak. So I'd be concerned if he wasn't getting into the areas. He's getting to the areas, getting chances. I'm confident as soon as he hits one, he's going to go on a run here. So he's just got to keep applying himself the same way he has.
Coach Greening, what is your perception about the level of the game and the team performance during tonight's game?
The what performance?
The performance and the level of the game in overall.
Yeah, I thought it was a good standard of play. I thought both teams created some good chances, and they're a very good passing team, and they worked some good chances. I thought we held them at bay, forced them to take long shots. I thought Campbell's goal was, it's not an easy one. First time from the angle across his body, it was a good finish. But he's a quality player, and he's been doing it in this league for 5 years now. But I thought we defended well. We opened up a bit at the end, but we had to. So I thought the quality of the game was good. It was chances at both ends. I said I'm proud of the effort my guys gave today. And I think if we keep giving that effort and keep creating the chances we are, we'll start getting wins.
Thank you, Coach.
More questions in the room? Thomas?
So your front line today was a bit different than what we've seen so far this year with KDS, Reach, and Wright. How did you think that worked out?
I thought we caused them problems, especially, we adjusted early to, just because we lost our 10 to play a bit more direct, and I thought it caused them some issues. I thought Austin having his first start in a couple years, I think now, I thought he was good. I thought he did some good things. He had a shot flashed by the post. So I think he's coming around to, the player he was. It takes time. I thought he put in a good performance. I thought Brian did some really good things. He won a lot in the air. He held the ball well, chest off in a few sets in the edge of in the box. Even Brian at times has to be a bit more selfish. But he did some great things. And, it's nice to get Kevin back. Last two games, Kevin's been really good. He's brought us a ton of energy. Tristan made a good save on Kevin there in the second half to keep it at 1-0.
KJ.
Thanks, Owen. Martin, I want to ask you a little bit about Roger and then Tass, two players who are very ball-playing defenders. Like, how much do you think that is something that you've missed, and what did you see from both of them today to help you kind of maintain that possession?
Yeah, it is something we've missed. Playing... without them is hurt because they were a big part of what we were doing through most of preseason. So, it's been tough having them both out, and they're both not 90 minutes fit, so we made the choice to, you know, start one and bring the other on. But yeah, we miss them. They're two real natural center backs and ball playing center backs that which help us stay in possession. There's a few little things we need to solve. I think we were a bit too high and kind of leaving them, leaving our center backs alone at times today, early in the build out phase. But yeah, it'd be good that they're getting back healthy. I think that it'd be big for us. It'll allow other guys get more in the natural positions. So it's you know, they've been a big miss.
Just to follow up in terms of what's to come, it seems that when you lose, most of the common thing is that you still feel like you've created enough chances. Like you're not getting beat like handedly. Is that something that can help you sleep a little bit easier?
It's more frustrating, I think. You know, I don't know. I'm happy that we're, you know, we're in every contest. We're, you know, I think the first game of the year was an anomaly for a bunch of reasons, but I think other than that, the performances, the creating of chances, deserve more points than we probably have. But, you know, I think I just said to the guys, like, we've got to start putting chances away, but we also got to put our heads down and keep working. There's a lot of good things happening out there, but we're just not getting the results. So we got to find a way to start winning. And I think we're the type of team that can get in a roll and win 3, 4, five in a row. I think we have that potential. But potential's no good as long as if you don't reach it, right? So we got to figure out some things as a staff and see how we can help. But, you know, I think we've been putting in good performances. But obviously we need to be better to get 3 points.
Any other questions in the room, Brandon?
Yeah, just I sort of a more general question on the defense as a whole. I think Forge were having quite a bit of joy in the first half with some of the angle through balls. I wanted to get your opinion on how you felt your defense coped with them, and then sort of towards the end of the second half as well, defending, I think, a little bit narrower than what you started out with.
Yeah, we were set up to defend like we did in the second half. For whatever reason, we were trying to get them to, and at moments, our center backs weren't sliding far enough. So if they don't shift over, our midfielders end up tracking, and it's just a knock-on effect. Our wingers are staying a bit too high, and they weren't dropping in, and then our center backs weren't shifting, so their midfielders tracking runners into the gap because they have great movement, fantastic movement. They if you allow them, they'll drag you all over the pitch, and they were for periods of the first half. But I thought second half we sorted it out a lot better and kept our midfielders more central and tracked the right runs at the right times. And I thought for the first, you know, the first half hour, the second half, I don't think they created much. And then when we really opened up, yeah, they got a few chances. Which is going to happen because we threw caution to the wind because needed a goal to get back in it.
Any other questions in the room, Bob?
I guess looking forward to Vancouver and more of your lineups. I mean, can you like maybe have in your mind who you want to play, and then you'll watch the training and how that'll go, and then what? How do you really adapt to that, like 5 minutes before the game starts, someone gets injured or twists an ankle or something like that, that you can't say, all those plans I made and, you know, mine on the run, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen very often. It's something we had to deal with. I thought we coped well with it. We started with energy. We guys battled. I don't think it fazed the guys. A few things tactically weren't quite right. But that's going to happen. But we adjusted. I thought we, you know, and Paris, I thought, did a fantastic job playing center back, who's probably, I don't know if he's ever played center back in a pro game, but, you know, he put his head down. I thought he had a good game. And, you know, I thought we did enough to get a result. It's just the frustrating part is, you know, not coming away with something.
Any other questions or thoughts?
There was a few times where you had to throw your hands up because of plays on Alou in the box. Do you feel in any way like maybe you deserve more, not just because of your play, but maybe because of some of the decisions?
I mean, in the moment, you know, you always want calls in those areas, but I'll have to look at them. Maybe she had a better view. We'll look at them back and see, you know, which might make me more frustrated or might calm me down. So, you know, she's got a tough job to do. Maybe she got them right. Maybe she didn't. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look back at them. So it's like one of those things I've said before. You just hope that they balance out over the year, right? So we'll see.
Before we go to Zoom, there's a lot of changes in the field and combinations and faces and injuries. As good as this game was tonight, his partner in crime, Osama Alou, has kind of blossomed over the last couple of games, playing a role again today not too familiar with, but I thought he reached it up.
Yeah, I mean, considering he's more of a winger or a 10, I think he's done very well when we've played him deeper. He's got a good footballing brain. He's a good technical player. Got a lot of quality for a young player, too. You know, he's a real young lad that has a great mentality, great attitude. And, yeah, I really like working with him, and I think he's been doing a great job in that role.
I have some questions on Zoom.
Sure.
Hey, David, you got a question for Nashi?
Yes, I do. Hello, Coach. It's the first time we've spoken this year, so hope all things are going well with you. Richard on the defeat today. Not to try and rehash too much of what has already been asked, but again, thoughts on the performance today overall from your team. I know it has been harped upon, you know, having to change the system so early on with Babuli's injury, but can you overall be happy with what you've seen from your team today?
Yeah, I think overall I'm happy. I mean, frustrated. I had a chat with the guys, and it was more out of, you know, frustration because I felt we deserved something from the game again. Another game that we've, and at home, it's frustrating when you drop points, when you feel you deserve more. So I think the guys worked hard. They're applying themselves. They're doing what we asked. Creating chances, it's putting them back in that. I think we got to spend their next four or five training sessions in front of goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And at that point, it won't get any easier for you guys. You're still at home, but take on the Whitecaps next in such a huge game in the Canadian Championship. Obviously, having players out, players who are still not 100% match fit, as you mentioned earlier, how much will it impact, you know, just the choices that you'll make and how you'll take that match against Vancouver?
The choices they've been making have kind of making themselves so far this year in some ways, but you know, whatever lineup I've had and players had available, they've put in a shift and done everything they can for a result. And, you know, we've come up on the wrong side a few too many times this year. But I think as long as we're putting in the efforts we have been, I don't think it will be too long before we start turning some of these into wins.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations on the results and all the best in the next few matches.
Thanks.
Thank you, David. Over to Ridwan, finally.
Yeah, but my question was about Mo's absence, what really caused it, and also from Roger, how fit is he to, you know, help out, you know, after coming on to give the club some minutes?
Yeah, I mean, Mo was just took a shot at the end of warm-up and felt a bit of tightness, so we need to take a precaution. He's a very important player for us, as we all know. So we, you know, the doc had a look at him, and I'm hoping it's just a slight strain, and he'll be back at it ASAP. Rog is, you know, this is his first week of training, so we never had plans to really go beyond 60 minutes with him. And Tass was at a place where he was comfortable getting to 30 because he's only had two or three training sessions, so. I think it kind of worked perfect for them to split the game as far as getting fitness and getting some sharpness, seeing some action. So it was nice to have them both back, and hopefully they'll be ready for more minutes coming up.
And was it a W you enjoyed, you know, as a gaffer? Outside the result,
I thought it was a good game. It was I would imagine for the neutral fan, or it would have been a good match to watch. I thought there's chances both ends. Some good football being played, and you know, there were some feisty moments. You know, I guess a red card at the end to spice things up. But yeah, I thought it was a good match, and frustrated that we came out on the wrong side of it.
Well, thank you. That's all from my end.
All right.
Thank you, Ridwan.
KJ, last one.
Yeah, last one, Martin. Sorry, that's a long night. But just looking ahead now to Wednesday, you've been involved in Canadian soccer for a long time. How big of a game is it for your team and also for the sport in this country?
Yeah, I think it's a massive game for our guys. It's an opportunity to play against a quality club. It's always fun to play against MLS teams. It's the team I keep running into in this competition as a coach. But I think this is the fourth time now. So, but yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for our players to show what they can do against an MLS side. So, it's not going to be easy. It's great to have them at our place, and hopefully we'll be able to put on a show for our fans.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. All right, guys, have a good night. Thanks, guys.
It's a tough act to follow,
I
just said.
Stiff on
color, nah, he's this is, I could go after him. He's the main actor. That smile?
Actually, don't do that to me.
Okay, we'll take
some
questions first. Charlie,
sure. Elijah. You've had some tough battles with those guys before, Joe, mm-hmm. years, and at Calgary now here. Just start with kind of the overall sort of rundown of that game. It seemed like a pretty difficult one.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would say they had momentum the first 30. They settled into their game. Obviously, I know the type of team they are. They, when they get into a rhythm with their passing, their combinations, they can be dangerous, and that's how they hurt team. I think we allowed them to settle into that rhythm a little bit too soon, so they got comfortable. Obviously the goal comes, and that's a sting in the face. But I think in the second half, we got momentum. We had more belief in the group. We knew we changed some things at halftime because I think we're getting pulled out of position a lot, and I think against a team that has good combinations in possession, you need to be solid, you need to be organized, and I think we fixed that in the second half, got some momentum, tried to make things happen. Unfortunately, it didn't happen today, but that's the nature of the game.
So you yourself, obviously, you came off the bench last week, but mm-hmm. finally able to get in the lineup this week. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you to maybe get that first taste of having those combinations and being in that squad?
It's lovely. I mean, after a while out, playing Forge is always an annoying game because, you know, they're a good team, but there's nothing like competing. There's nothing like being. It's like going to war, right? And especially when you see the guys going to war and they're competing and you can't really do anything, you feel a little bit bad. But when you can actually go in and help the team, and obviously I came here to try and help the team and make it as good as possible. Fortunately, that wasn't the case today, but I am happy to be back playing, and hopefully we can make strides from here.
Any more questions?
Yeah. It's just been a pretty long road back for you from the injury. Can you just take us through that and how it feels to finally be back in a very important role?
Yeah, to be fair, I've battled with a couple injuries, so it's nothing new. The recent one, was my hamstring. I tore it in preseason, and I was out for like 6 weeks. And unfortunately, that's the nature of the job as an athlete. You push your body to extremes, and sometimes they break down. You just have to stay calm, focus on your rehab, and then when the time is right, you know you're going to be back playing. And I think that was the case. Like, I'm thankful to everyone there around me that helped. But yeah, injuries are mentally very frustrating, but comes as part of the job, I guess.
Any other questions in the room? In terms of the cohesion of the group, mm-hmm. lots of changes, mm-hmm. lots of guys being asked to do different things, and Paris played centre back today, mm-hmm. as Nashi said, I'm not sure if he's ever played there before, yeah. He did it. What does it say to you about the group and the mentality that guys are dropping in and doing things and pushing themselves beyond that level?
Well, I think I love it first and foremost because I think it's guys are willing to put the team before themselves. Paris had to fill in today. Max played right back. We lost guys. Mo dropped out of the lineup before. And I think within the group, there is that belief that this group has the capabilities to do something special. And it's a case of, because you know through a season, injuries are going to happen, suspensions, it's next man up. And I think now just that final piece is when we can get everyone back together and really get into our rhythm where we're all competing, we're pushing each other, and we're less of needs must and more of, okay, this is the best man possible for that position. Once we get to that point, I think this group can really take off and do something special. But unfortunately, sometimes in football, it's like that, right? I went down injured, other guys went down injured, different things happen. But at least we have the group to come in and put in a shift in any game, regardless of the position. I have full faith in the guys that everyone's smart and has been working for a long time. We're a good team. Hopefully, we can just get back to that place where we have everyone back and we can be our best version.
Any other questions for Charlie?
Sorry, Elijah, just one more quickly. You know, you guys play the Whitecaps this week. Mm-hmm. You have probably good memories of going there in 2019. How excited are you guys for that game, and you know, how big a game is it for you?
Very. I mean, I think in any job you always want to test yourself against the best opposition, and Wednesday is the same. I've played them a couple times, and it still feels like there's still that hunger to go out and do something to keep proving yourself time and time again. And I think there's a belief in this group that why not upset them, you know what I mean? So for me, it's a case of you just always want to be involved against the best opposition in the biggest matches, the biggest showpieces. We're in an entertainment sports, right? And the biggest stages are the best entertainment. So it's excitement, but it's also like, job ahead, let's go to work.
Anything else in the room before we jump to Zoom, Robin?
Well, sometimes like York plays so early in the weekend, and do you look at the scoreboard and like when the other teams are playing, and as has happened, there's a tie, mm-hmm. that no team's really pulled ahead, well, maybe Forge has tonight, but that you're, even with two losses, you win one, and then you're you know, in the playoffs, in theory. Mm-hmm. Is everyone glad that there's so many ties of other teams that you have a chance to one game and you're up there?
I mean, personally, from my experience in this league, I think anything that happens before, like, game 10, it's too early to call anything. Because one thing in this league, everybody beats each other. Teams will go on runs. Some might go on one early, some in the middle, some later. And it all adds up. For me, it's a case of just trying to get on a winning run as soon as possible. Because even if you've seen it towards last year, York had it on that back end and they went from like 6th to 4th or something like that, or had a great run.
Yep.
So the early stages, especially before like game 5, game 6, like it's unfortunate. Like, I'm not happy that we've lost 3 out of 4, but the good thing is in this league that it is tight. Everybody beats each other, and like if you win back-to-back or 2 or 3 games, you're now right back in that position. So now I don't really, like, I watch most of it, games in the league, but in terms of like planning for the score, nah. Because I understand that this league and a lot of professional football is all about consistency and winning runs, and when we get the opportunity to do that, we'll be in a good position.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Any questions in the room? I'm going to just change to Zoom.
David, you have a question for Elijah.
Yes, thanks, Owen. Hello, Elijah. Commissioners on the loss today, but good performance from you. How do you feel about your overall performance today? What is a crucial match? Of course, as Owen mentioned, you have tons of experience playing against Forge with Cavalry, but now you're doing so in a York jersey. How do you feel for your first game against them in your new team?
Definitely new. It's new sensations because, obviously, I'm a Calgary boy, played for Cavalry a long time, and this is a new change, but nothing really changed. In terms of performance-wise, I would have liked us to have a little bit more control in the midfield. Like, I think in terms of the individual actions I had, most were decent, most were successful, most were okay. But, again, football's about control, and I think we let them have too much momentum and too much of the ball. And personally, I feel a little bit responsible for that playing in the midfield. So we can always talk about individual performances, but, again, my job is as part of a whole, and I look at, like, the people I'm around and the influence I'm supposed to have. And I think we could have done a little bit better today in the midfield with that, but comes with it, you know, on to the next, and hopefully we take what we learned from this game into the next.
Yeah, and now with a short, short week, you get a bit more time to prepare for the Whitecaps playing so early in the weekend action. And I know a lot of people are thinking towards that match right away. But towards the CPL, again, you just mentioned the fact, you know, going on a 2 or 3-game winning streak puts you back in the hunt. What do you feel need to change the most to get that 2 to 3-game winning streak that you mentioned?
I wouldn't really say massive change is needed, because I also do – I don't want to have, like, a short-term mindset in the fact that we only are 4 games in. It's a bit too early to say. But I do think – again, it's just about getting everybody back and fit and just being a little bit more, creating more chances in the final third and just giving ourselves a higher chance of winning games, you know what I mean? Because football is simple. It's how many chances you create versus how many you concede. The better the chances you create, the higher chance of winning. The lesser chances you concede, vice versa, you know what I mean? So I think in between the boxes, we're okay right now. Even defensively, like, we've made some mistakes, but I don't think we're getting carved apart too regularly, also considering the fact that the back four has been rotating because of all the injuries. So I think it's just a case of us getting consistent, and that's in terms of personnel, our rhythm and our routines, because again, it's a new team. I don't think we have that full cohesion yet. So in terms of change, I wouldn't say it's change, but it's more of a case of just building what we've done so far and getting to the best version of ourselves.
Yeah, thanks so much, Elijah. You rest well, and all the best for next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Ridwan, over to you.
No question from my side. I'm good. I'm cool.
Actually, what? You're all good.
Cool. Thank you, guys.